Imam Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, issued a message on the occasion of Workers' Day and the upcoming National Teachers' Day on May 1, 2026. The full text of his message is as follows. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. The 11th and 12th of Ordibehesht, that is, April 30th and May 1st, are days dedicated to honoring the dignity of workers and the lofty status of teachers. In addition to verbal, symbolic praise, which is appropriate and proper, the progress of any country depends on two essential wings: knowledge and action. Teachers play a pivotal role in the first stage of realizing this goal. The heavy responsibility of imparting knowledge, developing skills, much of fostering insight, and shaping the character and identity of the next generation rests on the teacher's shoulders. Pupils, university students, and seminarians who grow under the guidance of a teacher will put into use the skills and knowledge they have acquired in the not-too-distant future. Moreover, in their morals, conduct, and speech in various arenas, from inside the warmth of the family circle to the workplace and in the public square, they will be like mirrors reflecting the behavior and words of their teachers. Furthermore, the field of labor is a vast landscape that's as wide as the country itself. It extends from within homes, offices, businesses, and mosques to farms, workshops, factories, mines, and a myriad of service-related occupations. The more this expansive field benefits from the two elements of hard work and commitment, which are known to be the pillars of any great success, the more completely and effectively the country's progress is guaranteed. We know that with commitment and excellence in action, a worker sometimes attains such a status that it's fitting to kiss their capable, skillful hands in gratitude and appreciation, just as one would kiss the caring hands of a teacher or mentor. Of course, this is something that starts in the embrace of one's primary educators, that is, one's parents, and subsequently continues by being in the presence of a teacher. After more than 47 years of struggle and with reliance on divine grace, the Islamic Republic of Iran has now demonstrated a portion of its remarkable capability to the world in the military battle against the enemies of its progress and spiritual growth. It must likewise spoil their hopes and defeat them in the stages of economic and cultural jihad. Teachers are the most effective link in the cultural battle, and workers are among the most influential elements in the economic struggle. This is to such an extent that one may claim these two are the backbone of the cultural and economic spheres. Consequently, it's necessary for them to be fully cognizant of the significance of their unique position, which is more than just an occupation for which a wage is received. Concurrently, it must be noted that while annual or periodic verbal tributes are appropriate and fitting, the appreciation of the efforts of these two sectors in society must be deeper and more practical than just those measures. I am of the view that just as the dear nation of Iran offers fitting support to the country's military forces by being present in the streets and public squares, it's likewise appropriate that they demonstrate strong support for our teachers and workers. Among other measures, the assistance of the families of pupils and university students in the administration of schools and universities must be facilitated more than ever before. Furthermore, productive workers must be supported by prioritizing the use of domestically manufactured goods. Specifically, business owners, especially those whose businesses have been adversely affected, should refrain from workforce reductions and layoffs in both the production and service sectors as much as possible. Instead, they should regard each worker as being an asset to their enterprise. Of course, the Honorable Administration should support this benevolent approach too, to the extent it can. Just as our beloved Iran has emerged as a military power following years of endeavor, God willing and by divine grace, it will continue to traverse the path towards the peak of progress and excellence. This shall be achieved by delineating the contours of an Iranian Islamic identity and ingraining it ever more deeply in the minds and souls of the country's youth by way of our educators and teachers, as well as by prioritizing the use of domestically produced goods, which are the fruit of the labor of Iran's diligent workers. And this, by the will of God, will be accomplished more swiftly and effectively with the auspicious prayers and intercession of our Master, Imam Mahdi. May God's greetings, mercy, and blessings be upon you. Sayyid Mujtaba Hosseini Khamenei, 11th of Ordibehesht, 1405, May 1st, 2026.